Alright, looks like we're going to be in mono again, but oh well. Anyway, good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, March 6, 2024. I don't know if this is correct or not, but I think, if I remember correctly, this is, 2011, this is 13 years since my all-time favorite games of the Pokemon franchise, Pokemon Black and White, came out. And they're still my favorite all-time games this day, by the way, guys, which is kind of ironic, really, because, a little history lesson on this. I know I've said this before, I have pretty much played almost every Pokemon game in the franchise, even Pokemon Sword, for that matter. But the newer Pokemon games, I just don't really feel like enjoying them. I mean, especially Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. I just realized this, they have so many updates for them. And I can't even link it to Pokemon Home. I'm assuming that it's because I don't have the proper DLC for it. But I can't find the DLC at my Walmart or whatever. I might have to go to Salem for it. I don't know, which is kind of stupid, really. But it is what it is, so there you go. But anyway, we're here to do a morning show today. To kick off the show, we're going to start off with a brief little weather report. So let's get that on the road. I'll re-pull it up while we were on commercial. So there you go. Right now in Dallas, it is 28 degrees outside with scattered clouds. It is below freezing. And I did notice that because there was ice on the grass outside. And there was ice outside, too, last night. So, yeah, that was kind of concerning. Later today, it will be few clouds, but it will be below freezing in the nighttime, which is kind of weird. 45 degrees high, 27 low. Thursday will be the same condition, 48 high, 27 low. Friday will be overcast with 52 high, 3 degrees low. Saturday, it'll be raining with 48 high, 39 low. Sunday, it'll be raining again with 46 high, 39 low. Then on Monday, it'll be 48 high, 34 low with raining. And then on Tuesday, it'll be raining with 48 high, 39 low. And that's the weather for you guys. Now, let's go ahead and read a quick news story while we're at it. We'll just go ahead and pull this up. Orgonian, where are you at? I know you're here somewhere. There you are. Not really sure. Let's see what we can read. A lot of this is mainly, sports news. Let's just go ahead and read the most recent story, see if it's paywalled. It's college basketball. Former Oregon prep star Cameron Brink is voted as Pac-12 Player Defensive Player of the Year. Cameron Brink achieved a historic double in the Pac-12 this year. The Stanford basketball star and former Oregon prep standout was voted as the Pac-12 Player and Defensive Player of the Year, as the conference announced Tuesday. Brink is only the third player in Pac-12 history to sweep the league's player defensive player of the year awards, along with Stanford's Chinny Ogumike from 2013 and 2014, and Arizona's Ari McDonald from 2021. The former Southridge High School and Mountainside High School star also joins Ogumike from 2012 to 14. Excuse me. As the only players in conference history to win the Defensive Player of the Year award in three consecutive seasons. The Seniors Conference Awards come on the heels of her winning Player of the Week following a weekend in which she averaged 21.5 points and 20.5 rebounds in a pair of road victories over number 11 Oregon State and Oregon. The 6'4" Brink is averaging 17 points, 12 rebounds, and 3.6 blocks per game this season. She leads the nation in blocks and is 5th in rebounding. And should she decide to enter the WNBA draft, she's projected to be the number 2 overall pick behind Iowa's Caitlin Clark. Brink is eligible to return to Stanford next season. She has not announced her decision yet, though. But we'll just have to wait and see, guys, okay? That's it for that story. Anyway, there you go. So we'll see what happens with that girl. She hasn't yet made her decision yet for making her decision to go to the WNBA, but looks like she could be a good pick for it. We'll see what happens. But yeah, I still got plenty of time to talk with you guys, like a minute and a half left before I got rushed in and put the break in. But I guess I'll do it right now while I'm at it. I can still talk with you while I'm doing it. The segment we're doing at 8:20 a.m., by the way, I'm just improvising. I didn't write these down, but I think I know what I'm doing. At 8:20 a.m., we are going to be doing food talk, and I think someone's going to walk in here, I think. I would hope not. Okay, yeah, they're not going to. Okay, that's good. Hopefully I don't jinx myself, though. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and put the break in now. There we go. That's a 3-minute break I just put in, by the way, guys. Oh, I like. Oh, should we play Taylor Swift? We'll save Taylor Swift till later, guys. Want me to play Taylor Swift? We'll play Taylor Swift later, guys. Don't worry. But what we will play, though, is. Well, not Taylor Swift. We will play Taylor Swift just. Not right now, though. but yeah, it was kind of coincidentally. let me try to think here. We're gonna play. Actually. Well, I do want to play Paint the Town Red just before that segment starts, but I want to play. Oh boy, how's this gonna work out? How about, Flower? No, I tried to figure, guys, I was thinking Flowers, oh yeah, let's just play Nicki Minaj, Everybody, featuring Lil Uzi Vert. That's gonna be a good song. I like shaking to that beat there, you know. It's a good song, and then we'll play Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat. I'll just have to, like, talk over a little bit more, I guess, if I want this to, ensure it over. But I do want to tell you something weird, though. I just found out that the last recording I did not upload it because, on demand, because, when I was trying to edit for Audacity, it sounded buggy. But when I used a different audio editor or just played it for, like, Winamp or whatever, it sounded just fine. So I don't know what was up with that. But anyway, I feel like Audacity or pretty much open source software in general, I always tend to have issues with. So there you go. But anyway, I don't know if I'm counting these times right, but we'll just hope for the best. Anyway, coming up, Nicki Minaj and Doja Cat. We'll be right back with Food Talk. Don't go away. That was Paint the Town Red by Dojo Cat and Nicki Minaj. Everybody featuring Lil Uzi Vert right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. Yeah! Okay, yeah, my door's closed. Okay, that's good. Anyway, let's go ahead and read the recipe of the day on food.com, which is called Barb's Gumbo by Barb G. This is my recipe for gumbo. I have made it with shrimp or chicken. We like it either way, you know. You can make it as spicy as you like. We do not care for it to be spicy or hot. Alright, it's ready in 1 hour and 5 minutes. It serves 4. There is 20 ingredients, and here they are. You'll need 1/3 cup of flour, 1/4 cup of canola oil, 1/3 cup of celery that's chopped, 1/3 cup of bell pepper that's chopped, 1/2 cup of yellow onion that's chopped, 3 cloves of garlic that's chopped fine, 1 16-ounce can of chopped tomatoes, 3 cups of chicken broth, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 1/2 teaspoon of basil, 2 bay leaves, 2 tablespoons of Worcester sauce, 1/2 to 1 teaspoon of hot pepper sauce. You can use Tabasco or cayenne pepper or to your taste. 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 cup of canned corn or 1/2 cup of frozen corn, whichever you prefer, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of cumin, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 2 cups of okra, sliced, fresh, or frozen, 1/2 to 1 pound of shrimp that's cleaned and shells off, and of course, rice. Now on to directions. Add the oil to the skillet. Heat over medium heat. Add the flour to make a rouse. It is ready when its color matches that of a penny, you know. This may take about 15 minutes. Stir in the onion, celery, bell pepper, garlic, and black pepper. Cook over medium heat about 3 minutes or until vegetables are crisp tender. Gradually stir in chicken broth, tomatoes, salt, Worcester sauce, pepper sauce, corn, okra, basil, thyme, cumin, and bay leaf. Bring to boiling point and reduce heat. Cover and simmer for 20 to 30 minutes. Add shrimp during the last 5 minutes, and then serve it over rice. And this can also be made with chicken if you're using chicken. For this, use chicken breast cut in chunks, add during the last 20 to 30 minute cooking time instead. Smoked sausage is also good to add with the chicken, you know. I have had a can of crab meat to the shrimp version as well. Well, she has, but you get what I'm saying. And there's also a question saying there's no corn in Cajun gumbo. Why not? Great. It is not real gumbo. It is Barb's version of it. That is why it has corn in it. People always try to make their own versions of it, not the real gumbo that actually come to the islands themselves. I see. So they can make their own version of gumbo if they so wish. I see. I understand. Okay. Let's look at some of the reviews, guys. This looks good, but it isn't gumbo. I'm from the gumbo capital of the world, and we do not put corn and tomatoes in gumbo. This is more like a shrimp stew of corn. I'm not being ugly here, okay? But we take our gumbo seriously here in South Louisiana. And that being said, I would definitely cook this and eat it. It does look delicious, though. I want your recipe for good, real gumbo. Haven't had any in years as I'm disabled and unable to travel. Share, please. As Northerners create, just like the varieties of chili, vegetable soup, etc., be free. Did Peggy share this? No, that was Barb. Yeah. Barb G, not Peggy, but yeah. Yeah, and then there's some tweaks here you can do, but we ran enough of this recipe. We got time to read one short one. Let's go back to... Let's read a breakfast and brunch recipe, a quick one. Let's just read the breakfast and sessionals, see what we got here. Let's read Scoring Gramsci's Scrambled Eggs. We'll just skip description. It's ready in 9 minutes. It serves 2 to 3. There's 5 ingredients. You'll need 6 eggs, 25 grams of or 1 ounce of butter that's cold and cubed, and 1 tablespoon of crème fraîche, whatever that means, but okay. Probably very hard to find, but oh well. You can find it somewhere, I guess. And to garnish it, you'll need fresh ground black pepper and chopped chives. And yes, this comes from the world famous chef Gordon Ramsay. All right, here's the directions for real. Break the eggs into a pan. Add the cubed butter. Stir over medium heat until the eggs start to cook. Remove from heat and continue stirring eggs for about 20 seconds. Return to the heat. Continue to stir eggs until they start to clump. Remove from heat and add the crème fraîche. Return to the heat, stirring in the crème fraîche. Then, remove from heat when the eggs are clumpy but soft. Season with freshly ground black pepper and garnish with a sprinkling of chopped chives. But yeah, that's it. Gordon Ramsay's scrambled eggs, that's kind of interesting. But what's interesting is his reply says it called for 3 eggs. It's 6. What is it? But anyway, we've done enough here. Yeah. But that's all for the food talk today in this segment. And coming up at 8:40 a.m., we're going to be doing TMZ Celebrity News. And we'll play Taylor Swift that time, guys. How about that? Sorry about that. A little PSA there for hunger there, because why not? Sorry, I just had to clear my throat, guys. I'm so sorry. It is what is. And now where's the song I want to play? Okay, I was wanting to play, David Kushner, Daylight, this time. And then after that, we'll play Taylor Swift, Is It Over Now? Which, coincidentally, it highlighted earlier when I did something weird with the cue there, but well. But anyway, let me double check my break here. One and a half, two and a half. Okay, yeah, that's 3 minutes. I'm pretty sure of it. I just put in more 1 minute commercials. That's why I feel like it's shorter, but it's okay. But yeah, I'm pretty sure it's, yeah, I know it is. Trust me. But I still got like a minute left to talk with you guys. But coming up at 8:40 a.m. is TMZ Celebrity News, guys. So there you go. And I'm hoping that we'll be talking about Taylor Swift. We probably won't, because she's over and on the other side of the world doing her concerts or whatever, which doesn't really surprise me. Meanwhile, Travis Kelce is here in the States doing other stuff with his football fam, which is kind of sickening, really. But hey, everyone has stuff to do, guys. I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. But yeah, but anyway, But coming up is David Kushner, Daylight, and Taylor Swift, Is It Over Now? And then after that, we're going to do TMZ Celebrity News. Anyway, we will be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Is It Over Now? Taylor's version for The Vault by Taylor Swift and David Kushner, Daylight, right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, I do have some good news. We are actually are going to be talking about Taylor Swift, so I do take that all back. It's about Travis Kelce flying to Singapore for Taylor, and his manager is going to... And it's too long to even explain. I don't know. But anyway, let me see if I... Yeah, Edger is going to confirm. Yeah, manager is going to confirm. Travis Kelce is going back overseas again to see Taylor Swift perform in concert yet again. But only this time, he's going to fly to Asia to catch her. And it looks like his personal team is tagging along as well. Interesting. The Chiefs tight end is all set to head to Singapore to catch her while she's still in town. Her show's run from Thursday for the weekend, and after that she's got a nice long break before the Eras Tour kicks up again in May, at which point she'll be hanging up in Europe. Yeah! Great catching up with Drains at the Cavs game tonight. Former at Seth's basketball player, and now the Kelce manager, is doing a great job. Hanging out to Taylor Swift's concert tomorrow in Singapore. Safe travels, everyone. Really. For now, but Travis will join her where she's been for about a week now, as confirmed by Travis Kelce's manager, Andre Ahrens, who apparently is also going to Singapore to see Taylor. Interesting. A coach named Eric Flannery posted a photo of himself hobnobbing with Travis's manager at the Cavs game and wrote, "Great catching up with Dre Nance at the Cavs game tonight, former at Seth's basketball player, and now the Kelce's manager doing a great job. Hang out at the Taylor Swift concert tomorrow in Singapore, safe travels," which is what I read earlier, by the way. So, yeah, sounds like Travis will be en route again to Singapore here in a bit. But it remains to be seen when exactly he'll arrive, though, and if and when he and Taylor will have any time to themselves as well. And like we said, she's got a show scheduled for Thursday night. So if he is flying today, he might be cutting it close as well. And in any case, he will be there for the remainder of her time there. The last time Travis was with Taylor was a couple weeks ago was when he was in Sydney for a brief visit, when they hit up the zoo together on romantic dates, not to mention him crashing one of her concerts as well, which ended in a nice public smooch post-show. Travis was only there for a couple days or so before he jetted on back to Vegas to continue partying with the Chiefs teammates to celebrate their Super Bowl victory. Yeah, again. Why not? And then after that, Trav was here in L.A. for a bit playing some golf and hanging with friends. And before long, he was later out in Philadelphia to help his brother Jason bring in some big news. Now, as we reported, I forget who JK was, but I'll just say JK anyway, announced he was retiring. I think this is Jason, but yeah, he announced he was retiring from the NFL, and it proved to be an emotional moment for everyone, with Jason, yep, Jason tearing up at the podium, and even Travis himself crying. That's so sad. And following Jason's retirement presser, the two Kelce brothers hit up their hometown of Cleveland for a Cavaliers game. And they had the red carpet rolled out for them there, too. Nice. Now, Travis is reuniting with his girlfriend, which is, of course, no surprise, Taylor Swift. And safe to say, he's a busy man these days, after all. Perhaps even more so than he was during that season. It kind of makes sense, though. With him dating Taylor, he's arguably more popular than ever. And he's obviously very much so in demand. Now soon, we'll have some more visuals of him and Tay-Tay. And yes, we all need our fix. It's really just been a minute after all. Alright, now let's go ahead and read some breaking news. This will be the last story we're going to read. I know I'm going to regret reading this because it does involve a former president now, but it's one I don't really like reading about because he's one that we didn't really care for. But I'm going to go ahead and read anyway. Nikki Haley drops out of the presidential race, but she is not going to endorse Trump. Well, that's good, but I'm going to read anyway. Nikki Haley just bowed out of the presidential race after taking a licking from Donald Trump during Super Tuesday. But if you think she's going to kiss the ring now, you'd be wrong. The former South Carolina governor, who was the last remaining GOP candidate trying to win votes against DT in the Republican primaries as of late, just announced Wednesday that she's suspending her campaign for the White House following a disappointing loss this week. There were a lot of states that voted for their party candidates, and Nikki only won one of them against Trump, and that would be Vermont. Everywhere else, he won in a landslide. Now, during her exit speech, Nikki said she was grateful to have the opportunity to run for the president, and she vowed to continue speaking on the issues that she was passionate about. But more interestingly, though, was the fact that she refused to endorse Trump, even now. She says it's now up to Trump to earn the votes of the people who didn't back him. And it sounds like she thinks he has a lot of work to do in that department, including for herself. NH says Trump should do a better job at embracing more Republicans and conservatives into his cause. And now, the lane is completely cleared for Trump to be the Republican nominee, and ditto for Joe Biden. Looks like we're all set for a rematch of 2020 with these two guys again. So get ready, guys. Let's have a fight now. Ha ha! Alright, that's it for TMZ Celebrity News, guys, and we are going to go ahead and park commercial it now. How do you think this 2024 election's gonna be, guys? I usually don't talk about politics a whole lot on my station because, for reasons unknown, but you get what I'm saying. But, but I feel like if Trump wins this is gonna be World War III, guys, just saying. I'm sorry to say that, but it's going to be the truth. I am so sorry, but it will be. And you're probably wondering why I'm saying that. Well, the truth is, Trump did a lot of bad things from 2016 to 2020. And there's so many things I can't really explain in just less than 2 minutes. So there you go. But anyway, I'm putting the commercial in right now, but what I'm going to play is, I'm going to play, Kid Roy, Jungkook, and Central C Too Much, and Steve Lacy's Bad Habit. But of course, you probably already knew that, and you're probably wondering why. Well, Pokemon is coming up next. And to kick off the second half, we're going to probably do Pokemon Go first. Because, let me check and see if anyone got kicked out. I don't think anyone did, but, all I get is a gift and Volt Tackle. But then again, sometimes it doesn't say if they get kicked out, and yet they do, so. But we'll just have to hope for the best and see what happens. If any fan can feed them berries, I guess. But I only got 4 coins yesterday, guys, which was kind of concerning, so maybe no one really cares about me or whatever, or our Pokemon, I guess. I don't know. And then I think we'll do Pokemon Sleep at 9:20 a.m., because I did track my sleep last night. I just had to go to bed a little bit later, because I had to charge my Pokeball, but it's okay. And then at 9:40, I think we'll do, music news, I guess. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But anyway, let's hope that this 2024 election will hopefully turn out to be better. I still think Joe Biden didn't do the best, but he did much better than, but I still think Joe Biden did better than Trump, though. Trump was horrible. But anyway, enough politics crap, guys. Anyway, coming up, The Kid Roy, Jungkook and Central C Too Much, and Steve Lacy, Bad Habit. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Yep. That was Steve Lacy, Bad Habit, The Kid Roy, Jungkook and Central C Too Much, right here on the Turkey Fox Radio Morning Club. Alright, it is now time for Pokemon Go, if I'm not mistaken, so let's see what happened after what happened last night, alright? See if anyone did get knocked out. Yeah, whatever. Luxray got knocked out, so yeah, definitely did not deliver a notification. Let's go ahead and heal you up, guys, and we'll listen to this cry after we get this guy healed up. And since you gave me, well, actually, you gave me the remainder of my coins yesterday, because it said 46. So I think it actually happened last night, actually, because it said only 46. So that actually happened last night. And he was in the 7th Adventist Church, which, of course, was a new gym that just got recently added. Let's hear your cry. Aw, remember that, guys? Mamoswine also returned, so yeah. That must have been today's coin. So yeah, no more coins today, guys. So let's go ahead and heal you up, too, and we'll hear another cry. Don't think we ever heard Mamoswine's cry on the air, I don't think. I think we're gonna need to do one more potion, I think. Actually, I only need to do one more potion. I probably should have used the super potion, but oh well. Keep forgetting how big these guys are. I don't think I ever heard that cry in so long. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Where are you at? Foursquare. Oh, you're already fed. Never mind. Who cares? Espeon needs a treat. Yeah, I'm sure you do. Oh, nope, never mind, you're already fed. There's free Eevees in there. Who's the Sylveon? Oh, there's Eevees all over the place! Yeah! Alright, we're not gonna play your cry, though, but it's fine. We can revive you, at least. And I'll just use another super potion, I guess. Or what'd you get for my gift? Very little, but oh well. A raid egg. It's probably gonna be Sceptile again, but who cares? Anyway, let's go ahead and open up some gifts, shall we? Actually, I don't think I have any room, guys. Well, room for one gift, but yeah, oh boy. What to do? Alright, let's go ahead and heal up Hygerion, guys. And who else? Get which gym this is. Eddie Laddie Bench. Okay, I think that's the best I can do. Yeah. I don't want to throw, like, great balls. I definitely need those. Gotta throw away some berries, guys. Before I can open up these gifts. Okay, that should do the trick. Friends. Dillion 11. Open gift. Open. And here we go. Back out. Rim. Whoa, okay, there we go. Sticker, ball, berry, stardust. There we go. Next one, Hoot Hoot Whisper. Yes. That's good. Print Brad. Open. Go. Pity Bug Red. Open. Ooh, girl. Lou Trish. That's Aunt Lou, by the way. Get out of there. Ready, Lou. Okay, next up. Cool. Alright, maybe my bag's full now. Let me check. It's getting there, slowly but surely. Alright, gotta scroll down all over again. Alright, here we go again. Alright, that's cool. Charizard from Denville. All the Pokemon, the gifts from Denville, but his buddy's Charizard. Alright, got another few here. Next one's from Scuba. Parrots on a perch. They keep wanting you to scan that for some reason. Whenever I pass it. Shadow Mewtwo, interesting. Alright, next up is you. Most of the segment's about opening gifts, guys, isn't it? I might have to go over a little bit because I wanted to get our first catch of the day. And I also have to check and see if my bag's full. It's gonna be real soon, guys. Let me, do something here. Does anyone need to be healed still? Nope. Never mind. Darn. I have always some banana berries. No, I want to save those. Alright, here we go again. I don't get many calm down berries, I don't think. Just get way too many of those for Pokestops. Next one from Beaverton in Portland. Charizard, interesting. Salem, the hospital, nice. Moltres Leg, interesting name. Last but not least, Warriors Girl, 19. And I'll send some gifts later, I just don't really have time to do that right now. And, Hydreigon needs some attention again. Y'all already got attention. Nice try. Wow. Cool. Is that gonna put me over the top? Almost! If I get one... Yeah, let's get my catch of the day, guys. Let's just go over, guys. Screw it. Who cares if I go over? Might as well. I mean, it's bad enough. We'll just go over, guys. Might as well. Yep, might as well do it. I think that might be enough. I don't know. Horse is a 0-star, so I'm going to throw it away, sadly. I still need 30,000 more! Darn it! Anyway, yep, 30,000 more. Yep, oh well, too bad. Well, anyway, that's my first catch of the day there, guys. Of course, it was a zero-star Grubbin. Anyway, we did go over nearly, but we'll go over anyway, so let me just hurry up and put this commercial in, and we'll worry about the music later. Anyway, the music will be surprised. Don't go away. Yeah, coming up is Pokemon Sleep. We'll be right back. Don't go away. That was Vampire by Olivia Rodrigo and Yes Dan by Ronnie Grande right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. Alright, it's now time for Pokemon Sleep. I even grabbed my Pokeball from the hutch of my bed so that way I wouldn't have to worry about grabbing it later. So there you go. Anyway, before I do this, let me go ahead and close off Pokemon Go, so that way I don't try to interfere with Pokemon Sleep, like with the Pokeball or whatever. I think this is still connected to the speaker here, so you'll be able to hear it. Okay, yep, go ahead. Grinding sound there. Okay, I don't know when this session was. I hope it didn't delete the session. I think it did. Alright, let's just go ahead and start, I guess. But even then, I slept more anyway, even though I had to charge my Pokeball. I slept 6 hours and 42 minutes, so I got 79 sleep points as a result. Isn't that nice? And looks like it was a mix of slumbering time and snoozing time, mostly slumbering time. Like I said, balance type, and there's no description here, that's weird, but oh well. But anyway, let's see how much drowsy power we get. Probably not a whole lot, though. Actually, it's not a lot at all. I didn't even power Snorlax up at all. Oh, wait a minute, that's right. I didn't feed him any berries. Damn it. Is there going to even be any Pokemon here? No, there kind of is. Pikachu. I should have fed him berries. Darn it. Such an idiot. I said I was going to do that, but I forgot to do that. So all we're getting is a bunch of stupid Pikachus here. I'm definitely going to have to feed one of these. But I know no one's definitely going to be hungry, so I'm just going to... I definitely don't need another Pikachu. So I am just going to feed a random Pikachu a biscuit and just get out of here. I don't even care if they're hungry or whatever. I don't care what level they are. Finish. Yes. Yeah. Who cares? And we'll just... They're all the same Pokemon, so we'll just leave it alone. I'm definitely not gonna get to the next ring for sure. I wish I did, though. Oh, well. But, yeah, that was kind of sickening, really. But my helpers held out anyway and gave them some more strength. So that's what matters. Up to basic 5. That was interesting. So tomorrow will probably be better. I really wish I fed him though. That was kind of sad, really. And I don't know why the Pokeball was having some problems with sleep data. That was also kind of concerning as well. So I do apologize for that. Go ahead and cook breakfast. No recipe, we'll just make our own. If anything, okay. Okay, I guess I'll have to make do. Mixed juice. It was a 22-36 disc drink, by the way. FYI. Okay, come on, come on, give me that. There you go. Okay, there we go. Oh yeah, I had to increase my ingredient bag a little bit because, yeah. There we go. Oh, you got Pikachu for me? Yeah, you got a lot. I think we'll just, damn it. Yeah, I'm not gonna be able to put those in, guys. I'm gonna have to go to my menu here. Okay, we don't care about your opinions about linking accounts or whatever. So, yeah. Let's just go ahead and sell 10 of these. I don't need that many. Give me the rest. There you go. Can't even cook them. Expect me to pay more money for this kind of crap, you know. You know that? See if we can get Snorlax up to Great One. If we do, let's celebrate. Actually, there's a mission we have, but let me wait for this, thing to be finished. Eat his berries, I want to see if he gets a great one, because it's getting pretty close there, but, oh no, he's almost done. Darn it. They're still eating, that's good. Could happen, guys, just saying. He's still eating, that's a good sign. Come on, we can get there, we can get there, don't worry. Those berries are worth something, don't worry. No, not gonna happen, damn it. Well, let's just claim our mission. Or a try. Well, maybe, Pikachu could help us. Barely. Anyone else want to help us? Nope. Not happening. Not happening. Oh, well. Anyway, that was Pokemon Sleep. We had to empty our ingredient bag a little bit, but I had to look at some opinions on linking accounts, but oh well. But anyway, coming up in the last segment, I think we're going to do music news, guys, and who knows what will be in store for that. Let me just go ahead and switch this back to that. So there we go. Darn it. There we go. Okay. Far commercial in here, guys. There we go. Might as well put the music in now. Well, Let's play Cannon's Loving You, and what else can I play? I'm trying to think here. Might as well play a shorter song at this point. I'm trying to think here. I don't know. At this point, when I run out of time, is when it gets crazy. I'm trying to think here. You know, I'm just gonna play I Like You, I Have Your Song featuring Doja Cat. Might as well, cause got over anyway as it is, so there you go. Might as well go over a minute as well. But anyway, coming up is Cannon's Loving You. I don't know if I played on this show before, at least today at least. But coming up, Cannon's Loving You and Post Malone, I Like You, A Happier Song, featuring Doja Cat. And after that is music news. We will be right back right after this. Don't go away. It will be right back. Yep. That was I Like You, A Happier Song, featuring Doja Cat by Post Malone and Cannon's Loving You. Right here on the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for you guys. That is, I Have to Explore It Further from Therapy. But there is something so addictive about that. She explained that she falls in love fast and has trouble giving someone a second date if passion isn't already at the forefront after the first. Cooper and Cabello have agreed that finding this chemistry becomes more rare as you age and have gained greater self-awareness. But despite being in multiple long-term relationships, though, the My Oh My hitmaker has divulged that she loves being single anyway, and more so, loves the beginning stages of a relationship after all. And on the other side of things, she revealed that she does not love guys who have a lack of masculine energy and are unable to take control when they're desired. I don't want to have to be on my all the time after discussing past relationships, budding relationships, and rumors. Father Cooper introduced the topic of getting back together with exes, and Cabello shared that she was all for it now. But yeah, I personally think it's known that I am a fan. I support it. I support it in the past. I am not a person. You can't forbid things from me because I will want to do it more. I'm like, if I want to text him, I'm going to text him. But despite being one to reach back out for a former lover, Cabello stressed the importance of knowing when something has frizzled out. In terms of ex Shawn Mendes, that is, Cabello has revealed that she did message him after their initial breakup to get all of her thoughts out. It was a fun moment, and I will always care about him and love him. He was such a good person. He is such a good person. The two decided to go their separate ways after giving the relationship a second chance, simply because they were in different places in their lives and it just didn't feel right. Yeah, it didn't feel right. And luckily, I was in a place in my life where it took me less time to realize that. It took us both less time. Despite having ended the relationship twice, Mendes and Cabello are still friends this day, and they continue to root for each other, though. And to close out another unforgettable episode of Caller Daddy, the Senorita standout encouraged listeners to stray away from the right guy long time narrative and just do what feels right within the realm of self-love, especially after a breakup when an ex is moving on quicker than one would expect. And don't forget that Cabello's upcoming album is all about living the questions, which is going back to her roots, and really tapping into herself. An official album release and title has yet to be announced, though, but rest assured, don't worry, new music will be on the way, don't you worry. Anyway, yeah, she will be releasing new music, but you're just going to have to wait a little bit longer, guys, but we'll be coming out soon, don't worry. But anyway, let's move on to another story really quick. What's some read up about Love Island star Whitney Adebayo talking about love, business, and fame? As the saying goes, how you do one thing is how you do everything. This adage perfectly encapsulates the essence of Whitney Adebayo. She approaches love, business, and every aspect of life with careful consideration, staying true to her values, a winning recipe that has defined her life's success. For those who missed out on season 10 of Love Island UK, let me introduce you to its breakout star, Whitney, arguably one of the most iconic bombshells in Love Island history and the fan favorite of season 10. And unlike many who came before her, Whitney defied expectations by actually finding love on Love Island. Within a few short weeks, she not only found love, but also developed a personal brand grounded in authenticity, internationality, and simply keeping it real. In an exclusive interview with iHeartRadio, Whitney discussed her latest business collaboration, which sold out almost as soon as it became available online, called Gymshark's Suffused Sweat Headband. And of course, these posts are not showing up. I don't think I'm going to be able to read all this, guys, so... And of course, I'm not going to be sharing this on my Twitter feed, because, yeah. But I'll just go ahead and skim through it really quick. But basically what it says is, whatever Whitney's selling, a whole lot of people are buying. She's no girl, she says no a lot. She has a partnership with Gymshark.com. She's deliberate in selecting brands to collaborate with, who ensures each aligns with her values. I don't know why the Instagram posts are not loading up. That's kind of odd, but again, Instagram is weird all the time. And she's also led her to create CC Hair at cchair.co. And as if you couldn't tell, Whitney is a woman in love, and it's a love that she calls refreshing. Whitney and her boyfriend, Lokan Nowaki. But yeah, it's a really weird story, but yeah, it sounds like she's from the UK, guys, so really interesting. But anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club, guys. I am so glad you can join me, even if no one was listening, really the only one that listens is, well, the software I use to record this. Even then, I don't have it on because, well, I mean, it's on, it's just muted. So there you go. So I can't even hear it, so there you go. I usually just listen to breaks because, yeah, I'm just playing a commercial in here, for your information, where is the other one at? Darn it. Oh, there we go. Okay. That's 3 minutes, by the way. And I'm going to go ahead and put the music in now while we're at it. Yes, I already know I'm going to play Billie Eilish, What Was I Made For? And where is Rima at? Rima and Selena Gomez, Calm Down. There we go. But anyway, that's going to do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. And if I'm not mistaken, I think I'm Pokemon Black, not Black 2 and White 2, but the original Pokemon Black and White, which is my all-time favorite Pokemon game still to this day for the original Nintendo DS. I believe it came out 13 years to this day, which is kind of interesting. I think it came out on March 6th, I think. I could be wrong, though, but I think it did. I'm pretty sure I did. I'm pretty sure of it. I'll look it up later, but I know it did. But yeah, but I know it did. I'm pretty sure it did. But anyway, thanks for listening to the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Wednesday, March 6th, 2024. Again, 13 years ago. Supposedly, Pokemon Black and White came out this day, 13 years ago. But anyway, I will hopefully see you tomorrow, depending on what happens, if anything. But anyway, I hope we see you tomorrow, guys. But until next time, goodbye, everyone.